classic Harvest Moon by Neil Young, a song that feels like it was written just for Thanksgiving, a tribute to the beauty of the season and the people we cherish. Next, we have another track by another Canadian legend, Anne Murray. This is You Needed Me. While not a traditional Thanksgiving song, it is a heartfelt reminder of the importance of support, love, and family, which are all pretty key elements of the holiday of Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
You Needed Me by Anne Murray.
I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me, you gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal.
Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Anne Murray's You Needed Me, which always brings us back to what truly matters, human connection and support, a timeless sentiment, especially at Thanksgiving. Charlotte, do you want to introduce our last song of the segment?
Yes, and he's a Canadian who makes commercials about his sugar-free drink, Michael Bublé. Our final song for this segment is Home by Michael Bublé, a modern classic song about the longing for family, connections, and home. Things we often celebrate at Thanksgiving, things that lead to the airport sometimes being filled, the ferry boats all being filled, but because our people still do long for and attempt to have that connection to family at home.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home.
Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. Someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you. I'm coming back home.
That was Michael Bublé's Home, a beautiful reminder of how special it is to return to the people and places we love, especially during the holidays. Wow, Jesse, it's wonderful to hear how diverse our Thanksgiving celebrations are, from the coastal seafood feast to harvest festivals in small farming communities. The essence of this holiday is about coming together, no matter how we do it. Now we're going to move into our final segment, and we're going to focus on what binds us all together: gratitude. You know, a few weeks ago, we had a pretend buffet, and everybody was supposed to bring something to the buffet. Mm-hmm. And rather than food, it was a word or a sentiment. And gratitude was the one that people picked. And so gratitude is at the heart of Thanksgiving, whether it's for the food or our tables, the people we cherish, or the small moments of peace in our daily lives. Giving thanks is an act that can ground us and bring us joy, even in a challenging time. And this are some challenging times, with war going on in different parts of the world, thousands of people being made homeless by the weather, and for whatever we have, for whatever we still have, we want to just take a moment to share our gratitude for the year. I'm incredibly well, it's hard to say it because I've lost some family members during the year, and I am incredibly thankful for the opportunity to share these stories, but also the memories of things that I did with my brother, did with my niece, did with my best friend of 30 years, all of whom were here Thanksgiving last year and have gone on, made their transition to the other part of the universe. I'm thankful for the health and love of my family, the community here at CJSF that has led me out into the community, meeting more of you wonderful people who do write to us, who call, who leave messages on the phone. I'm grateful for all of that and for my health. I've gotten older and some parts of my body are feeling younger. So I am so grateful, grateful for the people who, like within this building we're in, megaphone, going out and getting news from the street, letting people know what people are doing to reduce homelessness, letting people know what could be done to reduce the harm in some of the medications that are given, to bring around safe supply. For the people who are outside at 312 Main, bringing huge trucks and filling up grocery store bags for people, even though they aren't doing it every day, it's just the gratitude that there are people that harvest food, that come volunteer their day to give food, and the way that people are receiving it, respectfully, with gratitude. So I'm just grateful that we are in a city where people are still looking for ending this state of homelessness and looking for ways that they can develop in and around more places for people to live, and with just a little bit more conscientiousness of those who are without, those who are right on the ground, to not just say that's where they want to be or that they don't want to be hosts. That is a great myth. So as you have gratitude for the ways that you have been blessed, I just encourage everyone to look for that one thing that you can do, that one extra cup of coffee, one extra bottle of milk, that one extra something that you can do to help someone else that's less fortunate. So, I'm not the only one with a heart full of thanks. We're going to listen to Thank You by Alanis Morissette.
How about getting off of these antibiotics?
That was Thank You by Alanis Morissette, reminding us that gratitude extends beyond the good times to include the lessons we learn from life's challenges. Here on Suluau on CJSF 90.1 FM, I'm Jesse, here with Sister C. We are celebrating Canadian Thanksgiving. We're into our third segment, talking about gratitude. I'm going to keep things going with Ordinary Day by Great Big Sea, which is an uplifting track that encourages us to find joy and gratitude in the simple everyday moments, perfect for Thanksgiving, when we pause to give thanks for life's small offerings.
I've got a smile on my face and I've got four walls around me. I've got the sun in the sky, all the water surround me. Oh, you know. Yeah, I win now, sometimes I lose. I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right. Jeannie sings on the corner, what keeps her from dying? Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying. Never lie down, it's not so bad. And I say, wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright. And it's a double-edged knife, but there's always tomorrow, you know. It's up to you now if you sink or swim. Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind.
Hallelujah. That transcends a lot of cultures. Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen is a Canadian classic. While it's often seen as a reflective or spiritual song, it's also about finding grace and beauty, even in the complexities of our life. It's a fitting way to end our show on gratitude. I am grateful. We are so grateful for you as listeners. We're so grateful for you as supporters. And we look forward to continuing to share music, thoughts, commentary, and invite you. We do have an open invitation for writers, musicians to be interviewed, to send your work in so that people who listen to songs and pick what will get played get to hear them. So we're going to hear Hallelujah.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah.
sitting on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the
was Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. His words remind us that even in moments of doubt, there's beauty to be found. And for that, we are thankful.
Gratitude connects us all, and it's something we can carry with us, not just today, but every day. It really supports that theme of Suluau. We speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. As we wrap up today's show, I hope you'll take some time to reflect on what you are grateful for, whether it's a quiet moment, a shared meal, the simple joy of a new day, listening to music that you may not have heard before. There's always something to give thanks for. From all of us here at CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming live worldwide at cjsf.ca, we just want to thank you and let you know it's been a privilege to share this time with you. Stay tuned for more thoughtful programming ahead. And you know, when people ask me what time it is, regardless, I say it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time. Love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes, and plant. play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. For joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time.